I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Time now for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king, Brian.
Thank you very much, General. I appreciate that. Thank you very much to Reliant as well. Zach, did you get much feedback on your 53? Was people giving you a hard
people
time?
Taking a dump on it?
No. Honestly, most of it was
pretty positive.
They liked what they were, what I was trying to do. Now, the Cowboys aren't going to, you know, they're the complete opposite. Like, Jalen Tolbert's not going anywhere. He's going to be here. Mozzie doesn't sound like he's going anywhere. He's going to be here. Sure. But, no, I think the majority of it was positive.
Yeah, well, good for you. I mean, this time of year, though, you're just giving your best guess. You know,
I tried to do some fun stuff, like exactly. With Shoddy saying, like, surprise who's on, who's off.
I had this question posed to me today before we do this. If you guys give me the answer, you know how I'm sure you guys have all got me muted on Twitter.
Yeah, 100% for a while now.
I don't blame you. No, seriously, I don't blame the people I work with. I don't blame you at all.
I don't have. I like going with the mute and block, just to like make sure.
That's cool. That's
double
cool
layer
too.
Protection.
Double layer protection. I had somebody ask me a question, and I gave the answer in a way that they're still talking about it. Like this guy asked me a question, and it happened to be about Houston, the edge rusher. And I said, well, this is what's going on right now. They're talking about him. They're talking, you know. So a guy tweeted back at me and says, he didn't ask that. He asked your opinion of what they were going to do. And I replied in a way of like, wouldn't you rather me call somebody and find out and be accurate instead of guess and then have it make news and it not be right?
Yeah, I see it here. It's like, Brian, do you think James Houston makes this team? You said, I believe they're working through that now. Can't say yes or no. And then another guy jumped in and said he didn't ask for you to do that. He wants you to make a guess. That's what he's asking.
Yeah.
And you said, how about I give the answer I was told from the folks making the call instead of a guess?
Yeah.
So he wanted you to just give your best guess, does Houston make the team?
See, yes, I don't,
and you were like, well, I'm not going to guess. They're still trying to figure it out.
I feel
like we just did this dance about 15 minutes ago, Brian.
Did we?
Yeah.
Which on what?
Where I asked you, will this defense be better against the run?
Yeah.
And you said, well, that's their plan and it can work.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to know from you is Brian Broaddus, former NFL scout. This is where like maybe you're diminishing the power of your opinion. We want to know what you think is going
to
happen.
I honestly think that to me, I always try and be like honest about like what I think they might do. If I have the ability and I have the ability to talk to Matt Eberflus and he tells me this is what we're going to have to do. We're not big enough up front. We're not. We're going to have to play slant front. We're going to have to play on the move. We're going to have to have linebacker fits. We can't play, you know, we're maybe going to have to play some zone coverage. You know, I would rather tell you what, and it's not me trying to skirt around it. I would rather come from the angle of this is what their plan is. If I could ask Will McClay about a draft pick, or I could ask Will McClay about a signing, or I could ask somebody in the organization, isn't that more valuable to you than my guess? That's what I'm
trying to investigate. I think we ultimately want both because you're a dual threat here. You can give us what they're planning, and then you could say, but I think that plan kind of sucks.
Well, but to me, we could always say the plan to have Mozzie Smith here.
Yeah.
It sucks, you know, that way sucks.
It's time to realize he's not good, cut your losses and move on.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, Brian. If you were at a newspaper, would you rather be the beat reporter or the columnist?
I would rather be the beat reporter.
That would match up with the way you want to report the game.
Yeah, because
whose check would you rather have? The columnist?
No, but to me, like,
because there's more demand for the opinion.
I would rather, like, if somebody asked me a question about the team, I would rather be able to give them an answer that I think I'm more important to people, my sources, than I am giving my opinion. Because I gave my opinion. My opinion got me to working with radio with you guys. Because my opinion was, we need to sign this guy. We need to sign this guy. We need to sign this guy. And a guy didn't like my opinion. But I have the ability to be able to reach out to people and say, hey, this is what your team, tell me what you're thinking here. So to me, I would think that if somebody was telling me what they're thinking, that would be more important than somebody who, you know, because people say, well, you're a failed scout, you're this, that. Well, but no, I have the ability to reach out to people. And
you've built the Rolodex.
Yeah. I mean, when I talk about, like, we're going to talk about the Philadelphia's offense and defense. That's my opinion. Like, who should they attack? That's my opinion. Do they do it all the time? No. Like, hey, they should move Micah Parsons around because this left tackle's not any good. Do they do that? No. So I just kind of like, I've gotten to the point now where I want to be able to say, like, you know, hey, I talked to so-and-so and just kind of present it that way. And if I feel like that it's an effed up way, I could say that, though, too.
We would love that.
Yeah.
Or if they're like, hey, I think this is awesome. This is going to be sweet.
This is what they're going to do, and I think it's brilliant. Or I think it's, you know, dumb. But that's the difference in, like, working in a building and working for the team at the .com and the radio, because on the radio, the far bigger commodity is the opinion.
See, the thing about...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app.
Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It is, though, but in the .com, he let me fire coaches and talk about that. Not the 8 years I worked there, never one time. Like I told you, he told me, you're kicking my ass.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time they ever said anything to me about my opinion or my evaluation.
Didn't you just say, though, your opinions is what got you here because people didn't like them?
Well, no, in scouting. It got me fired. So. It got me fired.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, my opinion on players, like they're like, you can't say that. That's the issue I have. But anyway.
But if it had been on Hard Knocks, you would have been everybody's favorite scout. You're the opinionated guy who's telling it like it is. Maybe as a front office, you don't value that, but as a content consumer,
I want people when they use me, when they talk to me, I want them to know exactly what the team is doing.
Giving correct information.
I'm giving correct information because I think in the media, how about this opinion? We suck.
Yeah, there's a lot of misinformation.
We suck covering this team. We suck covering a lot of things. We really do, because we don't take the time to try and be right about it. We really don't. And so, and we throw a lot of opinions out there that mislead people.
I respect that.
That's my biggest problem is we're not very good at this as a media.
And why is that?
It's because we don't care. We don't care to do what it takes to get the right information. We don't go and try and find the right information.
And, and then why is that? Because the audience
doesn't want it. No, the audience, I think the audience wants us to be able to, they want to know, they want to say, okay, this is what my team is doing. And then I do have the ability to say, but I wouldn't do that.
And then somebody has to be rooted in fact.
But like I said, to me, I just feel like that as a whole, as media, we don't do it right for our audience. We don't. We don't try and get the right information. You know, we're quick to give an opinion about something that's not factual. And then people take our opinion and as fact. And I think that's a problem. I think as a media as a whole covering this thing, and here I'm killing all the time. Sorry about this. I think that we're really, really lazy. I don't think we give it any thought. We're just quick to throw something out. Oh, Mozzie sucks. Okay. Yeah. You know, but obviously they don't think Mozzie sucks, right? So why do they think Mozzie not sucks? Isn't that more important to you than Mozzie sucks? See, that's the thing.
It would be interesting to know why they don't think he sucks.
That's what I try and get to.
Yeah.
That's what I try and get to. That to me is the most important thing. That I try, my whole thing is trying to educate people on why.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, not just have an opinion, because everybody could have an opinion, but the problem is people with opinions sometimes are lazy doing this job. That's the biggest problem I have. That, you know, like somebody gives an opinion, I'm like, that's not true. That's, where'd you get that? You know, why would you say that? And then people take that as gospel, or people take that as like, oh, that's, you know, that's the right way to do it. That's right. That's right. You know? So that to me, like I said, that's the problems that I have. And that's why I wanted to ask you guys. Sure. I don't mind giving my opinion when we ask about the team or ask about like the opponents and stuff. Hey, they need to attack. They need to do this. They need to do that. I am all about that. But like I said, the other stuff, you know, I try and get what's the factual reason why, you know, so.
But you can be the one of one. You're getting the real information, and then you can formulate a.
Do you guys feel like I don't give my opinion enough?
I think you do.
No, I think you do. I think you do. This is just the one example of
you. I think you could increase it 20%, still be loyal to yourself.
You sound like, okay, really say what you're going to say. Don't sugarcoat it. I mean.
No, I think I made it clear in this segment. I think opinions are more important than facts.
I respect what you're saying. Because to me, 20% is that good enough? Is that, you know, should I do more?
Yeah. I think because you do what you do when you're an insider reporter, like the credibility is just oozing out of every pore in your body.
Sure. And you're not pulling opinions out of your tush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are leaning in for your info.
I want to be able to, and I'm sorry, the roster thing, I apologize. But I just got it. I got
over time. Who's going to be DT4? That's what we want to know.
I tell you what, the problem they're running into right now, in my opinion.
Come on. Clarify, baby. Fastball.
No, in my opinion, though, the problem they're running into is now they got Mozzie. Where does Ernest Brown fit in this thing?
And that's a surprise.
That is because if you watch the tape of Ernest Brown and the way he's playing, they use him quite a bit. That might be a very surprised guy that they keep on the roster. And I think they're talking about JT. I think they're talking about Ernest Brown. This whole thing with Winfrey. Like I say, I think Winfrey has made this football team because I think they're going, my opinion is, I think they're going to have to play a certain way. And talking to the coaches, I think they're going to have to play a certain way as well.
Yeah, I mean, the way you describe the way they want to attack things based on their personnel, Winfrey's got to be a part of that.
Got to be a part of that. But
he can penetrate and get upfield, and he's shown that.
Yeah. So
what's Brown do well?
Brown is one of these guys that plays with a little bit more power. He can be disrupted, but he's not as quick as what Winfrey. The guy who's the defensive tackle here honestly doesn't play with the quickness is with JT. You have, for a guy that size, you do have a quick player, but Mozzie doesn't play with the quickness that you would like to have to play this front. So to me, it's Solomon Thomas, it's Osa, it's Winfrey, and then could be Ernest Brown here. That could be how you play, and maybe Mozzie's kind of on the team but out of this,
I don't want to find out about Mozzie. Like, what? Why is he on the team? Financially?
It's financial.
We don't want to admit we messed up yet.
The general manager, I don't think, wants to move on from him. That's what I heard.
Because he didn't earn a spot, in my opinion. It. Other guys played better than him.
There he is, Brian Broaddus, Krusty's Corner, every afternoon, 3:40, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning. No, that was terrific, man. I enjoyed the conversation. Well, Chuck, where are we going next?
All right, how close was this former Cowboy to joining a hated rival? And let's predict the top 100 players for 2025. Which Cowboy do you think is going to be a top 100 player this season? That's next in the Nation.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAFGiving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.